Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, May 26th, 2020. The first indicator in the Berlin Corona Early Warning System has jumped to red. The reproduction factor, or the so-called R value, was above the limit of 1.2 yesterday for the third time in a row, which marks the red line for this indicator. Health Senator Kelechi said that the R value was 1.37, after 1.23 the day before and 1.22 on Saturday. This was calculated by the Robert Koch Institute for Berlin. Senator Kelechi stated that it is quite high and the highest of all German states. Last week, the R factor had been given values between 0.79 and 1.07. The R value indicates how many other people an infected person infects with the coronavirus. The senator warned that if the value is clearly above 1, there's the danger of an exponential increase in the number of infections. After the mandatory corona shutdown, some of Berlin's swimming pools reopened yesterday. The summer pools in Wilmersdorf, in the Olympiastadion, and in Spandau Süd, as well as the Strandbad Wannsee of the Berliner Bäderbetriebe. Johannes Kleinsorg, head of the pool department, told RBB Inforadio that two more yet unnamed pools will open next week, adding, quote, "The approval procedures are still underway. More Berlin open-air pools will then open on a weekly basis so that almost all of them can be visited by the summer holidays at the end of June." The private swimming beaches in Lubars and Friedrichshagen also opened yesterday, with Jungfernheide opening today. In contrast to private operators, the Berlin swimming pool companies have issued stricter rules for swimmers, which are as follows. Before the visit, swimmers must book a standard €3.80 online ticket for a certain time window. Ticket offices at the pools will remain closed. Therefore, online tickets must be brought along by smartphone or printed out. In order to be able to track infections, visitors will also be asked for their name and telephone number. The time windows vary from pool to pool, but are usually several hours long, and the swimming time ends 30 minutes before the end of the booked time window. At the end of the time window, visitors must leave the pools, which will then close for 1 hour for cleaning and disinfection, and reopen for the next time window. The number of guests at every pool site is limited, and only a certain number of people may be in the water at the same time. If the pool is too full, swimmers must wait until a place becomes available. This means that in large pools with 50-meter lanes, a maximum of 56 people may swim at the same time, at a distance and in a circle, per Kleinsorg, quote, "like on a swimming motorway." Outside the pool, another 56 people are permitted to wait. This means in open-air pools with 50-meter lanes, only 112 people may be admitted per time window. With a few exceptions, such as in Wilmersdorf, indoor showers and changing rooms will remain closed, while the toilet areas will be open. The cold showers in the open air may be used, but without soap and shampoo. In addition, swimmers are asked to keep a distance of 5 meters at all times from each other. Kleinsorg emphasized on Inforadio that additional cleaning staff are being employed for hygiene and disinfection of the toilet areas. Playgrounds, water slides, and diving towers will remain closed. As of now, sunbathing around pools is not permitted. However, the grassy sunbathing areas away from the pool perimeters are open, where a minimum distance of 5 meters between individuals must be maintained. The S-Bahn has been testing an extension of the S3 Express since early yesterday morning. Three trains of the fast version of the S3 are to run from Friedrichshagen to Charlottenburg. So far, the express connection is ending at Ostbahnhof, and the trains can be recognized by the front display, S3 Express Charlottenburg. With this, the S-Bahn wants to provide more space in the trains and relieve the burden on the following S5 trains. The test is to run every weekday between 8:30 and 9:30 a.m. and until June 24th. The S-Bahn tweeted, quote, "The journeys at 8:11, 8:31, and 8:51 from Friedrichshagen will be extended beyond Ostbahnhof and offer good connections to the city center. If the connection passes the test run, the S-Bahn wants to include it firmly in its timetable after the holidays. The express trains of the S3 only stop at the highly frequented stations Friedrichshagen, Köpenick, Karlshorst, Ostkreuz, Warschauerstrasse, and Ostbahnhof. There is no stopping at Hirschgarten, Wollheide, Betriebsbahnhof Rummelsburg, and Rummelsburg. According to the S-Bahn, the canceled stops save 3 minutes travel time for the entire route. However, on the extension of the express line from Ostbahnhof to Charlottenburg, the S3 stops at all stations." According to the 2019 annual balance sheet on the fight against Klan crime, which the Senate Interior Administration presented yesterday, the Berlin police carried out 382 operations last year in connection with the fight against Klan crime, 104 of which were in cooperation with other authorities, 86 restaurants or other businesses were closed, and a total of 702 properties were checked, two-thirds of which were restaurants, bars, and shisha bars. A police spokesman said on Sunday evening that 322 cafes and bars, 190 shisha bars, 60 betting offices and gambling halls, 25 barbershops, and 11 jewelers had been inspected. Per the report, drug trafficking, tax evasion, illicit work, illegal cigarette trade, as well as robbery and theft were the main sources of income for criminal Klan members in Berlin. Interior Senator Geisel explained, quote, "2019 was the year in which we significantly increased the pressure. In the area of Klan crime, a parallel world had developed with its own code of conduct and rejection of existing law, and we could no longer tolerate this. This is why we made it clear, the rule of law applies to everyone without exception. This has not changed even in 2020, in times of the corona pandemic. We are keeping up the pressure in all areas." And lastly, this is our birthday week. 3 years and over 700 episodes of Berlin Briefing and counting. Please visit our revamped website at berlinbriefing.de and check out info about helping us with the costs of keeping Berlin Briefing up and running. Thanks to our new Patreon supporters, Tech Alter and Steven. Remember, regardless of whether you can make a donation or not, Berlin Briefing's content will always be free and without advertisements for everyone. As always, thanks for listening.